Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hello, this is Jessica, and I am sitting with
Laura.
And we are going to
turn the page.
Laura is the Nassau County Municipal Liaison of
the National Novel Writing Month, which takes place every November.
And National Novel Writers Month is also known as
NaNoWriMo.
So, Laura, you were wonderful. The Syosset Library had their very first NaNoWriMo programming here, aside from listing ourselves as a come right in location. We also had a kickoff and wrap up. Before we get to that, would you tell me a little bit about yourself, about what you do, about what you write, and how you came to become the Nassau Municipal Liaison?
Sure, and I can definitely say the same of you guys. You guys were so accommodating to us and our community, and it was great spending time here celebrate writing.
We were excited. We really thought when we started talking about doing programming, you know, what better place than a library? And this is an initiative that started in what, 1999?
Yeah, it started in 1999 by a writer named Chris Beatty. I don't remember how to pronounce his last name. And he got together a bunch of friends and they just decided to write. I think they did the 50,000 words in that month. And then the next year they took it online and they opened it up, and now it has, I think, over 200,000 people worldwide writing for it.
That's amazing when you think about just the power of how the internet can connect people, and I guess you could say it went viral.
Yeah, it went viral before, like, viral was a thing. Yeah. So you asked about my background.
Yes.
I'm a writer by trade also. I work for a business-to-business publishing company. I actually got into doing NaNo a few years ago, I think 6 years ago. Yeah, this was my sixth year. I was like freshly out of college. I kind of had a lot of free time on my hand. And I ended up going to a cafe because I heard there was a used book sale. And I was like, okay, cheap books, I'm there.
Cheap books cafe.
Exactly.
What more could you want?
And the people putting on the book sale were the then municipal liaisons for Nassau County. They were raising money for the organization because we also do a young writers program. We support programs across the country and I think the world for reading literacy and stuff. And that's how I learned about it. And I was like, all right, I am participating in this. And I have been doing it ever since.
That's excellent. So what kind of stories do you find yourself writing? Do you have a favorite genre?
I don't have a favorite genre. I've done a little bit of everything. I'm trying to remember what I wrote my first year. I think it was like a mystery thriller kind of thing. I've done fan fiction for sure.
Fan fiction is, so we did a whole episode on fan fiction gone pro. I don't know if you caught it.
I did.
You did?
I did.
Ah, I'm so excited.
I saw you had like the Doctor Who. I was like, oh, I'm there for it.
Elisa Stern wrote the Doctor Who, the Doctor Puppet. And she's going to be, I have to plug this just because.
Oh, do it.
So she's going to be a guest at SciCon, our comic convention 2019 on September 14th.
Oh, fun.
So, yeah, if you're around and you want to meet her, she's going to be there doing a presentation about Dr. Puppet.
That sounds amazing.
cool. So fan fiction. Mm-hmm. Yes, we talked about that, about how fan fiction is a great exercise.
Yeah, and we even talked about that in the the parties we had here at the library with you guys. We kept just coming back to fan fiction. But yeah, it's kind of like it's a good jumping point because you get to play in someone else's sandbox and but make your own rules with it. Mm-hmm. And I think it helps get over a lot of the hurdles people have when they do sit down to write. I wrote fan fiction. I was writing fan fiction since I was a teenager, so naturally, I guess.
Haven't we all been? Oh, very nice. So what, how many times? So 50,000 words. Why 50,000 mm-hmm. words?
I don't know why it's 50,000 words. I think it's because that's the length of, like, a short novel.
Okay.
That might be the choice of it. Obviously, with the 50,000 words, it doesn't have to be a fully contained novel. Like, I've never completed a novel, but I've always reached the 50,000 words.
Right.
You have people who continue their books from the previous year, or they write a sequel. Or this year, I did actually journaling, so that's a little different. Also, a couple years ago, people started doing Nano for Hacking, which I thought was kind of interesting.
What is Nano for Hacking?
I was reading about it, like, early in November when we had started the month, and it was something like they had to write the coding for a book or, like, some kind of program that, I don't know, posts 50,000 words. But it's interesting to see what's grown out of Nano, and it's, you know, a fun marriage of science and computers and literacy.
Which is cool because, you know, it's so interesting. We have so much coding programming going on in libraries now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like to think of libraries as a marriage of literature.
Wow, we're in the right place.
And everything. I mean, no, but it's true, you know, as things grow and change with what the needs of the community are or what the interests are, mm-hmm. you see that there is a need for these things to all come together. Mm-hmm. So I think that that's really great that, you know, Nano has been used as an initiative for all kinds of writing.
Yeah, and it's a great problem solver. Like, being that I was journaling this year, it was like a good self-therapy. And it was just interesting to talk to different people in the community and see how they problem solve things in their books. And, you know, magically things in life kind of come together too with that.
You were involved in a Newsday article recently.
Yes.
How did that come to be?
So Grant Faulkner, who is the executive director of Nano currently, he actually had emailed me and also the MLs of Suffolk County just asking, you know, oh, you know, I have a writer who's from Newsday who's interested in talking to the people on Long Island who participate. They had written an article a couple years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, so I think they were just trying to, you know, bring it back. Mm-hmm. And so I got interviewed, and the writer, she also interviewed a bunch of people from our county about their projects, and it was great to see you highlighted, and it was fun to open up the Newsday on that day and see a big picture of one of the Suffolk County writers. And
who was at one point, she was a librarian.
Yeah, yeah, you and Stacey had said that.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too. We were glad to see her. We're like, oh, you look so
it's
good.
It's a small world.
Yeah, it is a small world. It is, but it was nice, you mm-hmm. know, to see her happy and writing. So we had a buzz from that too, because mm-hmm. we were listed as a come write in location.
Yes.
And our activities were listed. So what is a come write in location, and what are the requirements?
You basically just have to be interested in hosting a bunch of people who are probably going to sit there with their laptop and write. Wi-Fi helps. Also, if they could bring a cup of coffee, that would be helpful too. But yeah, you actually don't even need to go through me to be a come write in location. You could just kind of say, hey, I'm open on these hours, and you're more than welcome to go. And that's all it really takes. And for me, going to the Come Write In locations, we have, you know, this library, a couple cafes we like to go to. It's just so good to be out of the house and kind of in that depth of, I don't know, writing.
Do you find that there are too many distractions writing at home sometimes, or especially if you're trying to put your nose to the grindstone and write those 50,000?
Yes. There's always 50,000 distractions at home.
Yes.
So it
helps. All of them are my cat whining.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. So that is during the month of November. What mm-hmm. type of programming does NaNoWriMo end in November technically, or is it an all year round
it's
initiative?
Kind of. There are two months in the year. I think it's April and July where we do Camp NaNo. Mm-hmm. So with camp, you set your own word goal, and from there you try and write within the month. I've never done a camp. No, that's a lie. I have done a Camp NaNo. I did not win at all.
But you've won NaNo.
I know.
How many times?
It's great. I was looking at when you're writing a NaNo, you log it through the NaNo website, mm-hmm. and it gives you like statistics from your previous years if you've done them the previous years, and it's like I've written over, I want to say like 300,000 words it said
for
the time. And I was like, wow, it doesn't feel like that. But, you know, it's amazing how much it adds up to be.
So what has been your favorite thing about getting involved in the community?
I think just seeing how people come together and they kind of nerd out about writing or different stories they love.
That was my favorite part, I think, of what was it, our wrap-up, where we were mm-hmm. just going on and on about our favorite types of stories.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because everyone is writing something different. Mm-hmm. We had someone who was writing like a spy thriller.
Yes. Yeah, that was fun because he was talking about his search, how his searches must be flagged for something.
Yeah, we're talking about the FBI search. I felt like that way too when I was writing like a mystery thriller. I was like, I'm Googling some weird things here.
There's also some Facebook groups which are fun. Mm-hmm. You know, when we decided to become a Come Write In and start getting involved, mm-hmm. Our library joined some of the Facebook groups.
Oh yeah.
And there's some really good questions that come up on them. You know, people just bouncing ideas off one another, but you know,
and it's totally casual too.
Totally casual. And I think at one point somebody else made a comment about that, you know, the FBI must be flagging my Google searches because my, you know, how to poison somebody or something like that with the research. But, you know, because I guess you do, if you are going to do some sort of spy mystery, you mm-hmm. are going to do research about things that are a little different.
Yeah.
It's not something to think about.
That's true. It's just the coming together of things, and you get funny stories and you help. When we come together as a group, we could workshop obstacles in people's writing or, like, you know, give them the encouragement they need to, you know, write 2,000 words in a night because they're a little behind. But it's just nice to see people being so supportive.
It really was. I was floored by just how inviting and how cooperative and just, like you said, supportive mm-hmm. everybody was of one another. So there have been several published books that began as NaNoWriMo books, mm-hmm. Which brings me to a really interesting question, which we talked about at the wrap up, which mm-hmm. was, it wasn't quite a wrap up because it was before December,
mm-hmm.
Because it takes place in the month of November. I think did we mention that?
Did we? Okay, so NaNoWriMo, it takes place in the month of November. No, we've got it covered.
If we didn't mention that, that is, yes, it takes place in the month of November. So technically it ends in December.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something that came up. So it's not supposed to be a final draft.
No, not at all. It's probably your worst draft. It's probably the worst thing you will write in that that book. I had a college professor, shout out to Howie Good, who said, kill your darlings. Like, it's going to happen. You'll write something and you'll love it and you'll go back and edit it. Not in November, you edit after. And you'll kind of be like, what was I thinking? You know.
Yeah, just
took apart this phrase and you loved it and it does not work in the final product.
You know, it's just kind of as an aside, mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever read The Last Unicorn.
No.
Have you seen the movie?
I don't recall.
That's okay, because I'm going to tell you a story just about like a phrase mm-hmm. in a book, because I always thought it was funny. So Peter S. Beagle wrote The Last Unicorn, mm-hmm. and it was adapted to a animated movie, which I was both terrified and obsessed with as a little child. Mm-hmm. But there was this line in it that I always was like, did they really just say that? Where, you know, these groups of adventurers, they're sitting by the fire and they invite the magician and the unicorn. I think you can't tell that she's a unicorn at that point. Or the magician knew, but they didn't know. No, I don't know. Anyway, not important. So the line is, you know, they say, sit down, have a taco, which was so confusing to me because this is a medieval setting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, a taco? So I, as a child, always thought it was have a taco, like a talk.
Oh.
But it wasn't. It was have a taco, because later I got the book and I read the book. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, that's in there. So I met Peter S. Beagle at Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. And I asked him about it, and he's like, you know, I wrote that line, and it seemed really funny, and I'm like, I'll take it out. You know, it was like, he was like, I think he said it was late at night, and it just seemed funny, and then the next day he came back to it, and he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to leave it in.
So he didn't kill his darling.
He didn't kill his darling.
But
no.
It worked.
It totally worked, because it was really strange.
Yeah, it became something very memorable to you, so.
So anyway, getting back to it, though, so you're not supposed to think of your first draft, like, you're not, like, it doesn't come off the
off any press.
No, that's okay.
Yes, yeah. There's plenty of opportunity for editing after. I don't at least encourage editing during the month. I just say continue writing on, and even if you don't like the chapter that you just wrote, I'm like, rewrite it, but don't delete what you just wrote.
Keep the tacos in.
Sometimes, if you need that word count, like, you kind of figure out different ways of, like, getting an extra word in there, and you're like, oh, I'm
you're
rude.
At 40, you're at, four, what is it, 49,999, and you're just like, and you end the book taco, period.
Pretty much. I know there's different ways of reaching the word goal, and I definitely commit crimes against grammar to get there. So, as mentioned,
there have been several books mm-hmm. that have been published that are famous that started as NaNoWriMo projects.
There have been. Off the top of my head, there's Fangirl
by Rainbow Rowell.
Mm-hmm. The Night Circus, Water for Elephants, and I'm going to blank on the rest, but you guys have pulled out like two dozen.
Yes, there are quite a few. And, you know, I mean, I have to say, I really, especially the Night Circus. I mean, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but mm-hmm. I thought it was very imaginative and very interesting. Mm-hmm. Water for Elephants, that was adapted to a movie.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. With Robert Pattinson and Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, wow, yes. So really, I mean, there are several success stories.
Oh, yeah, and there's even success on the small level, and even in Nassau County. One of the community members, he's published, like, six books, and he took this NaNo to continue writing his seventh. So, and
good
he self-publishes, so.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, that's definitely an option now, too,
of
that
course.
Wasn't really available when NaNo first started.
That's true. So I want to thank you so much for what you do. If people would like to know more about NaNoWriMo, if they would like to get in touch with their municipal liaisons, if they want to become a municipal liaison, mm-hmm. what is your advice?
Which do I answer first?
so if people would like to get involved, the website is
It's nanowrimo.org. It's nanowrimo.org. I hope I spelled that right.
I think you did.
I think I did. You could also just Google National Novel Writing Month, and it'll come right up. You sign up. It's free. Then you can find your region. And you, once you sign up with a region, you kind of have a little community area, and you can find me there. We also have a, I also run a Facebook group and page for the Nassau, for our region. And I think it's just facebook.com/NassauRemos. And I'm always on my phone or on the computer, so I usually answer right away.
You can also, if you are a library or an organization that wants to become a Come Write In location, mm-hmm. you can do that through the website as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I believe there's like an application. I don't know how much it is, but...
No, it's actually free.
Oh, okay.
Or at least for the library it was. I'm not sure if it is for organizations.
I think it's all free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can, however, there are some packets you can get with some nice little window clings that say, write mm-hmm. your novel here, which we put up. That was kind of nice. I think it just looks, you know, for a library, it just kind of looks nice and inviting.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about telling your story.
Yeah, it's, and you guys also feature a lot of local writers, which I think is really...
Yes, we do. We have our local author showcase.
Yeah, and I tell people, I was like, you don't have to write something to eventually have it published. You could just write for yourself. I've never published anything I've written.
Would you like to?
One day. I don't think I'm there yet. I write a lot of the short stories. Mm-hmm. And one of the community members just said, why don't you do an anthology? And I was like, that never crossed my mind before, so maybe that'll be a goal for me for next year.
That sounds great.
So... Yeah, it's really fun. You go a little crazy, but it's so much fun.
And if somebody would like to become a municipal liaison themselves?
So the way it happened for me is Nassau County had MLs for a couple years, and then I think they moved to Suffolk. And so the spot opened up, and being that I was like part of the Nassau region already, they had sent out an email saying, oh, we're looking for MLs for your region. You know, anyone could apply. So I just did it. And this was my second year as an ML.
What would your advice be to anyone who either aspires to be an ML or who is signing up for their first time for next year?
Ooh, for your first time, don't be scared. It's not scary. And everyone you will be talking to is in it with you. And there's no failure in it. If you're set out to write, it's the most honest thing you could do.
Thank you so much for coming by.
You're welcome.
We hope to work with you and with NaNoWriMo organization in the future.
Of course. I'm so happy.
Thank you, Laura. Once again, this is Jessica with
Laura.
And we are going to close this chapter of
Turn the page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.
Once again, this is Jessica with...
With Laura.
We'll start again. Okay.